Kenora, the U-15 Parkland Prairie Ice, based out of Kenora, played its first game of the 2023-24 season as full-fledged members of the Sask Female Hockey League on October 22 at the Kenora Civic Center. The Kenalta Borderland Badgers, who are in the Southeast Division along with the Ice, provided the opposition in a back-and-forth game that ended in a 2-2 tie. Under the guidance of head coach Nicole Korpisik, the Ice roster is made up of girls from across the region, including Kenora, Norquay, Sturgis, Kamsack, Ebenezer, Springside, Langenberg and Yorkton. "The girls knew the stands would be filling up with fans," said Korpisik. "This was not only our first game as a team but the first real league game for a few of our newest additions. Needless to say, there was a nervous energy in the dressing room and on the bench before the puck dropped this Sunday evening. Nerves appeared to get the best of the Ice players in the first period, and the Badgers found the back of the net twice. I am proud to say their scoring streak ended there," said Korpisik. "Our Prairie Ice team started to come together in the second half of the first and continued to improve every shift. The second period was full of excitement. The bench was buzzing and we were coming together on the ice. The Ice players found their scoring touch in the second half of the second period." Lola Andres of Langenberg, alone in the neutral zone, picked up a loose puck and made a quick drive to the net to put us on the board, said Korpisik. "That goal lit a fire under our girls and we found a new level of play. We were winning battles along the boards and back-checking hard. We were starting to see each other on the ice and make some great passes to control the flow of the game." Rowan Johnson of Norquay buried our second goal after some great heads-up passes from her line mates Jessa Smith of Ebenezer and Rilly Coleman of Sturgis. The second period ended in a 2-2 tie, leading to a highly competitive final period. "The third period was fun to watch. The girls continued to show huge improvements and a ton of determination," said Korpisik. "Our goaltender Ty Northrup of Norquay reminded us of how well she stands between the pipes. The team controlled a lot of the play in the third and we had some great chances, but the Badgers goalie played a great game as well and we finished the game in a 2-2 tie. It was a promising start to our season and we are super excited to see what these girls are capable of."